Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. John's County Show that's on in the morning. My name is Pete Melfi. With me is Troy Blevins. Before we get to Troy in his very brightly colored shirt today, which I like, I approve of, we are going to tell you to please download that 904 Now app, hit the full screen button, drop us a comment below. We'll check those and comment on those back to you after the show. You know, I've been doing broadcasting for close to 15 years now, Troy, and I still suck at getting into a show. I'm just not good at getting into the show or leaving the show.
Well, it's all about like doing the exact same thing. And you don't do the exact, no. you hate doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, because I feel like that's boring. It's repetitive. I don't want to be that.
But that's the only way you get in and out of a show.
I know.
Consistently.
I know. Yeah. So I should just come up with something simple. Man.
Yeah, just super simple and just go with it. And just, you know, people are going to do it. And people still Forrest Gump wave me.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Well, that's become your thing on this show, man.
It's kind of weird. Well, it's the only thing I have. You know what, though? It is Friday the 13th.
That's the other thing you have. Friday the 13th. Are you worried?
2020. Friday. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? Seriously.
Yeah.
We've already had enough bad luck. We can't have more. Can we?
Don't give me that look. Don't even jinx it, Troy. I wasn't even thinking about Friday the 13th. And now, just psychologically for me, it's going to just ruin my whole day. I'm going to be bumping into stuff. The elevator's going to break and just drop to the very bottom.
It's Troy's fault.
It will. As I'm laying in a full body cast next week.
How are you
because
gonna
I
do
fell
the show?
Down the stairs.
We'll prop you up. We'll figure it out. We'll
as long as I can still do the show.
Yeah. Well, you know, and those smooth intros.
That's right. Maybe I can perfect those while I'm in a body cast. I'll have nothing else to do but read through the intros and get something done.
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody that our morning show is sponsored by our friends at Old City Homes. Jerry at Old City Homes has a few remaining affordable, brand new two-bedroom, two-bath houses starting at $165. Call Jerry 904-466-9505. Because once those are gone, I don't know. I haven't talked to Jerry a whole lot about it, but I think it's going to be tough to build affordable housing here pretty quickly, man, because just
a lot of people moving here.
And the price of supplies.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Fidus Roofing and CDR as well, and we'll get to them a little bit later. And, of course, Dan Bagan producing the show each and every morning. You can contact Dan Bagan for live streaming, photography, a whole bunch of stuff at 904-806-6967 or dan@bagan.me.
dan@bagan.me.
That's right.
That's a good email.
Good
email.
Solid.
And if you say it like that in a good rhythm, you'll always remember it.
Yeah. What was it again?
Dan at Bagan.me.
Yeah. Dan at, okay. We won't
turn it into a song.
Yeah. We don't need to do all that, but we do appreciate Dan's help. Question of the day today, Troy.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I study.
Are you sure you're ready for this one?
No. But I have my chill hat on. So no matter what, when I leave here, I will be chilled.
I have my St. Augustine hat on because when I leave here, I'll be doing nothing but setting up for the St.
Augustine. I rarely wear a cap.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a cap the exact same day. And that's like,
the same color.
I walked in, I was like, wow, that's going to be different.
We have a psychic bond now from doing this show each and every morning, Troy.
I was like, Pete's going to wear a cap. I want to be like Pete.
That's right.
All right. Question of the day.
What is the worst job you ever had?
Worst job I ever had, and my dad did it on purpose. I mean, I had some really crappy jobs. I mean, you know, I grew up in DeLand, so I mean, picking oranges, cutting fern sucked, and picking weeds in the fernery sucked. But the worst job I ever had at Thanksgiving, my dad was a butcher. At Thanksgiving, I had to do all the frozen turkeys.
Okay.
So like we're talking hundreds and hundreds of frozen turkeys that you had to price and you had to throw out, and they're frozen. You get your hands smashed inside of them. You couldn't really feel your hands at certain points because it was just aching so bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, that job. And then, when you did the ground beef in the butcher shop, at that time, we're talking back in the early 80s, mid 80s, they had this stuff called shank meat, and it would come in frozen. I mean, it was real meat, but it come in frozen, and then you grind it into the regular fresh cut. Not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the way it was at that time. And your hands would get so raw, and then you would have to tuck your fingers down near the grinder. And yeah, people lost finger. I was lucky. I got all mine. My dad has a little messed up one, but
oh wow.
But I mean, it was probably the scariest job that I had.
Really?
With the grinder and the way it was set up, it was. And they had a safety guard, but if you use the safety guard, you weren't productive. So it was kind of
it's kind of one of those things, man.
It was kind of one of those things where it's like, okay, I got to get it out. If I leave this on, my dad's going to yell at me. So, you know, you kind of took the risk of losing your finger or have your dad yell at you. That's
two very serious things. Yeah, but
both of those
young.
Jobs suck. And my dad said, I gave you those two jobs because I wanted to make sure you went to college.
Yeah,
and it worked.
That's wow. All right. My toughest job was along the same lines, not because the job was tough, but because the management just didn't like me for some reason. I probably gave them a reason, Troy.
Yeah, management didn't like me at my dad's work either.
Well, you were the boss's kid.
Yeah.
Does anybody like the boss's kid? Yeah. Really? Sorry, boss's kids out there that are watching.
All
nobody likes you. Nobody at your job likes you. Your friends probably love you.
Yeah.
I would say the worst job I ever had was at Publix. And it was one of my first jobs, and we had a manager there. We had a general manager there who was an interesting fellow. I know he's still around and he may even watch the show these days, Troy. And,
maybe he's not as jerky now.
No, I think he probably is.
Sorry.
I think he's probably
I was trying to give hope.
Yeah, no, I think he's probably just as bad. But he didn't like me very much at all. I mean, I was just always getting singled out. I mean, they were always trying to fire me. I was always getting called up to the office.
Did he call you by your last name? That's usually a bad sign of a bad boss.
They call you by your last name?
They don't even use your first name. They're like, Melfi, come here!
I don't remember.
Yeah,
but I remember
that's a bad boss, by the way. If you do that to people, you're a bad boss, just in case you're wondering.
But I was a good employee. I'm always a good employee. I don't know what I did to piss this guy off, but I ended up getting fired from Publix for not putting ice cream in its own individual bag. For not putting ice cream in the ice cream bag. And everybody who worked with me remembers that story. They say, Pete, I can't believe you got fired for.
Yeah, you didn't get fired for that, dude. He just didn't like
it. That was the last straw. Like, there was a cart thing that he was mad at me for that day, and then that was like he was watching me for a mistake so he could call me up to the. And I got called up on the intercom to the Publix on the island with the big mirror office where you can't see.
Oh, my gosh,
through.
And everyone knew. Yeah. Everyone knew. You took off your little green smock before you came down.
I remember that was one of the only jaw-dropping moments in my life.
Were you like, really?
I really was. I just said, I didn't know what to say. I really can. Mm. I was sitting there with my just mouth open. Like, is this for real?
Yeah.
But yeah, I hated that job.
So when you worked at Publix I worked at Winn-Dixie. I mean, my dad was a butcher at Winn-Dixie. I worked in his butcher shop, but I also worked out on the floor. So when I was a stock person during high school and college, I worked overnight, and any new person, I would tell them that they had to shake up all the oils on the salad dressings. And you'd see them.
That's why everybody hated you.
Yeah. There was, I mean, no, people who were with me loved me because they got past it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were able to get the next guy.
Yeah.
So, but it was.
That's good.
It was
That's
funny.
Good.
We let them get through about probably 6 or 7.
Wow.
Like letting them get through the whole thing. And then the manager would come around and go, Blevins! Because call by your last name.
Yeah. I knew a kid, and some people credited me for this story. I was not the one who did this, but some people still think I did this. But I knew a kid who quit Publix in the most hilarious way I've ever heard. So, you know, they used to have those wine displays and there would be a video playing. They had, old square TVs with a video playing. Yeah. And they would usually have a built-in VCR in these. So this kid that I knew on his last day of Publix took the wine video out and put a porn in there.
Oh.
And I think they said it went for at least 10 minutes before. I have to imagine it went quick. It was didn't go that long.
And he just walked out. Just,
yeah, and he just walked out, you know.
Beautiful
that was,
moment.
That was the most epic.
That's a mic drop moment right there.
That is.
He was probably like 16.
Yeah, he was. He was 16.
That's a mic drop moment at 16.
Hilarious. It was hilarious. It was the best quitting story that I've ever experienced. Mm. Let's see what we got here tonight, Troy. Knights of Light starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. Everybody really excited about Knights of Lights. Everybody and probably not as excited about dealing with all the traffic of Knights of Lights, but it should be maybe a little slower this year. I don't know.
I don't know if they took my conversation yesterday, but they did call me yesterday and said, yeah we're just going to turn on the lights when it's daylight.
They did. Troy, why do you throw those ideas out there? Why do you let them do that? We were going to have a light-up party, man. We were going to do it anyway.
Sorry, man. I just, if I was running it, to avoid the party, you turn on the lights early.
Of course.
Get the lights on before the party starts.
I know. You didn't have to give them that idea. They wouldn't have figured it out on their own.
Sorry. I didn't want to be a super spreader.
Okay.
Just everyone, you can go down and enjoy and chill.
Yeah, exactly.
Just chill.
After the St. Augustine High School
That's tonight. Game this tonight. Is tonight.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, tonight. Chill.
Tomorrow. After. Still. Saturday is after the football game, Troy. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
But... come on, man. If I would have said before the football game, we would have had problems.
Now we're getting technical.
Speaking of the football game and getting technical, that was the best segue we've ever done just mention the word segue.
Yeah.
We are going to be live streaming that football game here tonight. First playoff game for St. Augustine High School. Starts tonight, of this season. They played in plenty of playoff games over their history, as we all know. But the playoffs kick off tonight. St. Augustine High School going to be taking on Moseley at home. Interesting. This is going to be at 7:30, by the way. 7:30 this game. St. Augustine could actually have home field advantage through the entire playoffs. So we'll see if...
So you guys might be busy.
We'll see. Yeah, man, we'll see. I hope so. Coming up tonight, check that out, 7:30. We'll probably start streaming about 15 minutes early just to show you some of the stuff that goes on before the game. I made that sound so exciting, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm just so good at really making things sound exciting. But that's going to be great for a lot of people who are asking me questions about it. So, yes, we will be streaming that tonight. Weather permitting. We don't know what's going to happen. It's Florida.
It'll be fine.
It'll be all right. We hope so.
I mean, it is Friday the 13th. It'll be fine.
Oh, I cannot wait to tell people about the city's new flooding plan, Troy. yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I read the headline. But we'll get to that in just a second. I really can't wait. I can't wait even less or more. I can't wait even more. Or can't wait even more.
Even more.
To tell you about Fidus Roofing. Fidus Roofing.
Another beautiful segue by Pete Melfi.
That's right. The official roofers of the Stoidom. Fidus Roofing, you can call them at 904-355-ROOF. Over 15 years of local experience here. All their employees are locals. So when you say support local, if you're hiring these guys, you are completely supporting local, and that's a great thing. We all need to be doing as much of that as we possibly can. They'll give you a great price, too, and they're Master Elite Contractors for St. Johns County, which lets them offer warranties that nobody else can. Fidus Roofing, 904-355-ROOF, R-O-O-F, for some of you who are not great spellers like myself.
Mm-hmm.
New plan for stopping flooding in Davis Shores, Troy.
Okay.
They're building a berm.
Okay.
Sound like a good idea?
How big is this berm going to be?
It's not going to be big enough. You already know.
And the water's coming through the sewers. What?
They're building. Well, this is the plan, Troy. City of St. Augustine building a berm in South Davis Shores' community to make the neighborhood more resilient.
I'm not opposed to trying anything, but...
but it has to kind of make sense for what's happening.
Where's the... is there one point that the water's coming in? Just one? Because in my neighborhood, it's coming in a lot of places.
Well, it's funny they say it's they say, you know, they talk about the Coquina Park and they say they raised that up to stop flooding from there, and flooding has gotten better in that area. However, the water, as it does, found the next low point and just came in through there.
What is they saying? Jurassic Park, nature finds a way.
That's
nature finds a way.
That has been your favorite quote for the flooding of this year.
Yeah, nature
finds a way. Nature finds a way. And that's not a lie. So berms in South Davis Shores, I guess you can look forward to bulldozers and berms. We'll see how the berms hold up in Davis Shores.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they got to do something, right?
Yeah, no, at least
they got to try stuff.
They didn't.
Don't they have an engineer as a city manager, though?
They have. Yeah, he was an underwater or underground engineer, utilities guy. That's where he came from. So they have a lot of engineers. They have a lot of smart people there.
So, they do. Maybe building the berm is an extremely smart thing to do.
If it works, I want you to build a berm in my neighborhood.
What the hell are they going to build a berm in your neighborhood?
I don't know. I just need them to fix the backflows and stuff.
So that's coming. Berms are coming to South Davis Shores. And a berm is kind of like an embankment or a raised thing, obviously. Let's see what else we got here. That's about it as far as news. I've got the Light Up the Night Balloon Gala happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Out there at the Trengally Barn. It's going to benefit the St. Francis House in Port in the Storm. I'm going to be a celebrity blackjack dealer out there. And you can come see me at about 7 o'clock, I think. But the whole thing's going to be going on from 6:30 to 10:30. There's going to be a band, hot air balloons, cigar bars, axe throwing, silent and live auction, and casino, indoor and outdoor activities. It's going to be an open air venue, which is
great for coronavirus. I will come down there if they do axe throwing and you hold a cigar in your mouth and allow somebody to throw the axe. That would be a good
fundraiser. I considered that for just a second, but then I thought, that's nobody throwing those axes is a professional.
And they're going to be drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, what could go wrong?
Everything could actually go wrong if you want the truth, Troy. Everything could go wrong in that scenario. Troy, it's your time to check the comments while I make sure and tell people that. Wow, CDR picked up the phone when I called. That's impressive, and it doesn't happen all the time. In a time where nobody picks up the phone or returns calls, construction debris removal is on it. Contractors, if you need a container on your job sites, if you have a container, it's probably already CDR, let's be honest. But if you need a container on your job sites, they cover and protect driveways. They take pride in leaving the job site as clean or cleaner than it was when they got there. Local customer service is their priority. That's the truth. Give Construction Debris Removal a call today, 904-471-9709. 471-9709, CDR, we appreciate them.
Well, one of the comments, Betty talked about working on the farm as being her worst job. Betty, if it was a family farm and you did not get paid, it's not a job. It's a chore. I grew up on a farm, and my dad explained that to me several times, that this job sucks. And he goes, no, it's not a job. It's your chore. You get
it's
paid.
Your chore.
So, I mean, I grew up on a pig farm, completely sympathize with you, but it was beat into my head. It was not a job, it's a chore. And it's kind of like when dads say, oh, I can't do it, I got to babysit my kids. You don't babysit your kids. It's called freaking parenting. So don't say that. All right? So those are my quick comments.
All right.
Of the day. I have a story of stat. Are we ready for that? Or we got
Let me drop a patron saint on him. I figured, Troy, this is going to be one that you would really, really like, and it's actually not you, but it could be you. The patron saint. Of speed drinking. And this story also involves bourbon, Troy.
You have my attention.
That's what I figured. There is a new bourbon of which I didn't copy the first half of the story. However,
Ad lib.
This is the concept. I read the whole story.
Okay.
The concept is this. It is aged at 700 miles per hour. In a Harrier jet. So what they're doing is these are two guys who used to be, I think, in the British Royal Navy, according to their names. And what they want to do is one of them now owns a distillery. and he wants to take some of these oak barrels up in a Harrier jet, go about 700 miles an hour, and see what the pressure does to the taste of the bourbon.
Yeah,
because
it takes like 3 years for a bourbon to be complete. Some reason here in St. Augustine, it's a little less than that.
They have a process.
I mean, it has more to do with the humidity, because most bourbon's made in Kentucky.
Right.
So it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different.
Adds to the process.
Yeah, so it kind of speeds up the process.
Interesting.
So I can see the concept, but I don't know how expensive would the bourbon be that you have to use the jet fuel to make the bourbon?
It's going to be a lot.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not going to make sense. You're not going to want to buy it. And
the bourbon can't taste that much better, because after the second or third one, it's like...
It's not going to taste any different. Mm-hmm. So... they could just be making up this whole story and not taking their damn bourbon anywhere. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're just leaving it in the garage.
This is our jetliner.
Right.
It's $400
Exactly. Yeah, so that's happening. And I hope I got the story pretty much correct since
it's okay.
Get it all.
I don't think whatever their names are watching right now. So
I don't think they are.
And our fans won't rat us out.
Well, I hope not.
Ever.
What you got for Stoidum Stat, man?
Stoidum Stat. Stoidum Stat of the day in 1953. On this day in 1953, an Indiana textbook commission, they had a textbook commission that came together and they outlawed Robin Hood. They said
really?
It was a communist book because he took from the rich and gave to the poor. And they outlawed.
Interesting.
All right. So how messed up was the government at that point? And we're talking about our government, like, getting in our business?
Yeah, yeah.
They took away Robin Hood, man.
Yeah, so, that's interesting.
So in 1953 on this day, an Indiana textbook commission took away Robin Hood and called him a communist.
Wow. Sounds like something Mike Davis would do.
Yeah. He would have been right there with Joe.
He would have been in for that, man. Yeah, he's a communist.
Everybody's a communist.
I'm a communist. You're a communist. Oh, that's not a song?
Yeah, it's not a song, but it is now.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's do it, man. That's the Forrest Gump wave. That means we're officially out of here, guys. I will see you tonight at about 7:30 as we start St. Augustine High School football. These guys will be live at 5 o'clock for Uncommon Ground with Mike and Troy. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.